I'm wondering who here has a gym membership? Okay, who in their life ever, in your whole life, has ever had a gym membership? A lot of people have. Okay. Why did you have a gym membership? Just say it out loud. Okay, I heard lose weight, get in shape. What else?
Exercise.
I heard something back here but didn't catch it. Stay fit. Okay. So, did it work? You bought the membership. Is that all you had to do is just buy the membership and you were fit? Why are you laughing? Today we are talking about, we'll talk more about the membership, just keep that in your mind, okay? Today we are talking about the homeless, both physical and spiritual. For Christians, our spiritual home is in Christ. Do you remember when you came home to Christ? One scholar says, unlike human endeavors, our commitment to God is a heartfelt matter rather than the result of a logical decision-making process, maybe like you buying that gym membership. As we talk about homelessness, let us remember Jesus was homeless throughout his life. In his ministry, like in our text today, at birth, he was homeless. And even as a young boy, he was homeless. His father had a dream and they fled. So many of us want to follow Jesus, but we want to follow Jesus the way we want to follow, not the way we're asked. Maybe like when we buy the gym membership, but only just buy it. A scholar says, the excuses in our scripture represent a request to go in a different direction. What Jesus offers is the opportunity to follow on a journey of faith. Many of Jesus' teachings came as he was on a journey. For example, in our scripture today, Jesus is headed toward Jerusalem. Just as Jesus taught as he traveled, he asks us over and over again to walk with him on our spiritual journey home. It seems it's our human nature for us to get sidetracked time and time again. That's why the invitation is offered to each of us more than once. So let's talk about this first interaction in our scripture. The first person says, I will follow you, but let me bury my father first. This was an expectation in Jewish life in Jesus' time. And Jesus asks us to follow him even when it's going against the cultural norms. So for me, this piece is like Jesus asking us to do something that's different than what would be expected of us as living in Syracuse, New York in 2019. Going against a cultural norm. We may feel like outsiders in our own culture sometimes as Christians. Jesus asks us to follow him. Our second interaction between Jesus and a potential follower, so he says, let me say goodbye to my family. Jesus is asking us to look forward and not back into our past. Elaine Heath says, our text today reminds us the disciple is called to live in unison with Christ, in Christ's life and mission, in the power of the Spirit. God loves us no matter our past, no matter what is in our rearview mirror. God is inviting us to walk with God and to look forward to our future. God is always hopeful and inviting and compassionate and merciful to each of us. The homeless are all around us, the physically homeless and the spiritual homeless. If we have found a spiritual home in Christ, how are we urgently continuing Jesus' mission to love our neighbors, both physically and spiritually homeless? I'm wondering, what is our next big thing as a congregation? Just like our desire to find our home takes more than just a gym membership or saying, we are a Christian, how are we going all in with Jesus? Are we ready to follow Jesus Christ, setting aside cultural norms, looking toward the future, and following fully, all in on faith alone? Amen.